One of the largest farm businesses in the state expanded its operation and constructed a massive manure pit in Franklin County last summer without a permit or state oversight. The state is now retroactively requiring a permit for the farm expansion, but an advocate who discovered it last summer while investigating farm pollution is citing the case as evidence of lax state enforcement over large-scale dairy farming. VPR's John Dillon has more.
Michael Colby is a longtime farm and environmental advocate who conducted an on-the-ground investigation last summer when phosphorus pollution, much of it from agriculture, caused widespread toxic algae blooms in northern Lake Champlain and Lake Carmi in Franklin County. He says he met a local bait shop owner on Lake Carmi who pointed out a large manure pit under construction about 4 miles north of the polluted lake. So he asked the state agriculture agency and its federal counterparts if they knew what was going on. The answer?
We have no information about that pit. And we all know what was going on last year at this time. This was ground zero of Vermont's water quality problem. This was going on, and no regulatory agency had any idea about it.
Colby testified before the Senate Natural Resources Committee Wednesday, and he brought along video his team took last summer of the gigantic manure pit. He also provided a ream of documents he obtained under the state's public records law that shows the state's recent interactions with Pleasant Valley Farms of Franklin County.
It took months and months. Beginning back in October, I first filed my FOIA request and public records request. And it wasn't until the end of February that we finally got the documents which showed exactly what was going on. And what was going on was the regulators are asleep at the wheel.
The farm operation in question is owned by Amanda and Mark St. Pierre. The couple runs a half dozen farms in Franklin County, not including their latest acquisition, a farm on Skunk Hollow Road in Berkshire, which is where the expansion is happening. The Agriculture Agency has now told the St. Pierres that they need a large farm permit for that new farm. Laura DiPietro is the agency's head of water quality. She says the agency has been on the case since it first heard from Colby last fall.
It's fair to say that the agency has not stopped since we got this complaint. Every single month there has been significant correspondence, in my opinion, back and forth on this matter to try and gather the information we need to make understandable decisions about what the next steps need to be.
It's actually the size of the expanded barn, not the manure pit, that the state cites when it told the St. Pierres they needed to comply with large farm regulations. A letter sent by the state in February says they may face enforcement action for failing to file a large farm permit application for the new farm. Owner Amanda St. Pierre says they expanded the farm facilities last summer after they bought the place. The barn is now being used as a maternity facility. It houses cows that have recently given birth.
There is no potential for runoff from that farm because everything is going to go into this lined manure pit, which is the best that we can do for water quality.
St. Pierre says Colby's organization, called Regeneration Vermont, wants to end animal agriculture in Vermont and is using their farm as part of its publicity campaign.
If this group has a problem with the ag agency, that's a separate issue. But they obviously have a problem with dairy farming. And that's really the platform of which they're using. Speaking from the family, we followed everything the way that we felt we should have, following the statutes of what are in place.
She's absolutely false. We are about animal agriculture in a way that is sustainable and safe and not threatening to the environment or taxpayers, and actually pays farmers a good price.
Back at the State House, activist Michael Colby says his target is not dairy farming, but the farm pollution, which he says comes most often from confined animal operations, like the St. Pierre's farms. He says part of the answer is more aggressive enforcement from the state.
If they were really acting in the best interest of all Vermonters and not just these 30 mega farms, they would have been on site and shut this facility down immediately.
Colby's testimony was well received by Senator Christopher Bray, the Addison County Democrat who chairs the Natural Resources Committee. Bray says he supports the concept of citizen suits, which would allow people like Colby to bring enforcement actions on their own in court. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.